You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium. We're here directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Monday, we heard from new Chiefs wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Hey, congratulations. I guess first question, how many teams were involved with you, and then what ultimately made Kansas City the right fit?
It was quite a few teams. I was really leaving up to my agent. Kansas City was a place that I told him that I wanted to be, you know, if that was an opportunity, and it kind of just unfolded, and you know, I let him do his job, and you know, it kind of, you know, God made it happen.
Let's go next to Todd Palmer. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, appreciate your time, Hollywood. So what was it about? Was it just playing with Pat? Is it about getting back to the Midwest where you played in college? What is it, just the Super Bowls? What made Kansas City like an attractive place for you?
Yeah, I mean, Pat was a big part of it. I mean, being able to, you know, play with Pat, Coach Reed, winning culture, the offense, I feel like, you know, I could come in, I could help, I could fit in. All those things played a part. And, you know, they were strong on me. So it was kind of like mutual interest that you know, is very appealing.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
I got a couple questions here. First off, did you ever have any communication with the Chiefs when you were coming out in the draft, or is this the first time you've ever been involved with Coach Reed or Brett Veach?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get drafted by the Chiefs when I was coming out. We talked about that since I've been here, that, you know, they did a lot of work on me pre-draft. So, I mean, the world got a, you know, way of having things come around like that.
And secondly, this offseason program, I know Patrick does a lot of throwing down in Texas and he does a thing. What are your plans for the offseason to kind of maybe get a jump start with the offense?
I stay out in Texas, so I'll be working with him. We're going to get together this week and, you know, just looking forward to, you know, building a relationship there.
Next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hello, congratulations. I just wanted to ask you two questions if I get a chance here. You talked about, obviously, you thought the Chiefs were going to draft you. Just what about their offense do you feel like most can complement your skill set? And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
I feel like I can move around and do different things. I could stretch the field, and his guys here, you know, his guys, I mean, Kelsey, the running backs, you know, Rice, Tony, you know, it's weapons here. And I just feel like I can come in, my game can complement, you know, the guys that they have here. And, Coach Reed, I mean, he's a mastermind, and Patrick Mahomes. So I'm excited to work with everyone.
Yeah, it leads me to my second question. Andy is getting a reputation for being able to be the closer in terms of talking to guys in free agency. Just was there anything you said? Obviously, you showed the text message, but what most stood out to you about what Andy said to try to convince you to come to Kansas City?
I mean, his track record really speaks for itself. He ain't really got a pitch on anything. In real conversation, I mean, you know, real talk about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, what's going on. And that's pretty much what led me here.
Let's go next to Vahe Gregorian. Go ahead, Vahe.
Greetings. Welcome to Kansas City. Regarding Patrick, I wonder, you know, you've seen him from a distance over the last few years. What sort of impression did you have of why he is somebody you will be able to click with, I guess, is the first question. And Brad, I'll just have one follow-up.
I mean, from the outside looking in, it just seems like a guy that's very passionate. And I'm a very passionate person. Wants to win, do everything necessary to win. And that's somebody you want to play with. You want to play with somebody that's going to bring the best out of you, you know, that's going to, you know, push your game to the next level. And I feel like he's definitely one of those type of guys.
And what kind of contact have you had with him so far? And with that, when you think of his skill set, also, I'm trying to cram in two questions, I realize, but when you think of his skill set, what are the things that grab you and what kind of contact have you had with him so far? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, he contacted me through the process. And even once it got done, we've been in communication. Like, I'm excited to get to work with him. We're going to get to work soon. And what was your second part?
It really is just about the specifics of his skill set, sort of the sorts of things he does that what about that intrigues you?
Oh, I mean, you know, the arm talent, the deep arm talent. I mean, it speaks for itself that what can't he do? I mean, you know, he can extend plays. You know, if he got to – whatever he got to do to win the game, I feel like I watched him do it, you know, from making those big plays to methodically moving down the field to using his feet to playing injured. Those are those qualities and traits of a guy you want to play for.
So we've got three left. We'll go right down the line, starting with Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, welcome to Kansas City and congratulations. One quick question first and the second one. What do you prefer to be called, whether it's by the fans or by reporters? What you prefer, Hollywood? You prefer Marquise? What do you prefer?
Hollywood.
You prefer Hollywood. Okay. And then when you left Baltimore and made that trade request, you'd said it was about your happiness and that, you know, it wasn't a system for you. Do you still feel like that was the right decision for you? And what makes this system in Kansas City something appealing to you?
Yeah, I feel like that was the best decision for me. Because at the end of the day, you're not happy with yourself or you're not happy with what's going on. You can't put your best foot forward on the field. So I feel like my time in Arizona, I mean, I didn't accomplish stuff I wanted to accomplish on the field. But as a man, I grew, you know, I grew closer with God. I grew closer, you know, with my relationship, with my family. And I feel like God put me in that situation, you know, because I needed it. And being in this system, I feel like, you know, I'll be able to showcase my skill set. I still feel like, I mean, it's a lot of my game that I really haven't got to show people. And that's probably what I'm excited about the most being here is to just put my best foot forward and show what I could do.
Let's go next to Jesse Newell. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Brad, I'll have a follow-up too. Hey, Hollywood. I heard you say earlier that the Chiefs were strong on you. Can you just describe who you heard from in the last week or two and what they said to you here in this period?
Yeah, I mean, my agent was just, you know, keeping me like, yo, the Chiefs, you know, who going back and forth, you know, and I was just a team that kept, you know, kept coming back, you know, with all the other teams, you know. When the Chiefs are interested in you, it's like, all right, you gotta take a look at that. I mean, of course, you know, I can go get, you know, some money, you know, at other places, but at the end of the day, you know, it's about winning. It's about, you know, what I want. And I feel like everything just worked out, you know, the way it should.
You led me straight to my second question. I mean, receivers have been getting paid this offseason. Do you feel like the Chiefs offered you the most money, or did you turn down some money to be able to have this opportunity?
Yeah, I mean it was other opportunities out there for sure, but I'm happy with the decision. I'm happy with where I'm at, and at the end of the day, you know, I'm a kid that comes from nothing. So the amount of money I've made so far in my life is a blessing to me. God continues to bless me going forward. That'll be a blessing for me. But I'm a football player. You know, I want to play football. I want to win. I want to be a part of the winning, and that's why I'm here.
We'll go last to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, congratulations and welcome to Kansas City. Did you have a sense going through all this or leading up to now that how much the Chiefs really, how much your signing really was important to them, what it meant for you to sign here? And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got that, you know, going through the process. You know, hearing from the people that I trust the most. And, you know, I know the caliber of player that I can be and that I am. And I knew that, you know, if I was to come here, you know, it could be a big impact, you know, for the team and, you know, some element that, you know, they need.
Okay. And you said a minute ago, a lot of my game, I really haven't gotten to show people yet. Can you elaborate on that? What you want to show people that you haven't got to show yet, and why you think this is a good place for you to show it?
Yeah, I feel like I can affect, you know, all three levels of the game, you know, short, intermediate, and deep. I feel like times, you know, in Baltimore and in Arizona, you know, I show facets of, you know, things that I could do, but not on a consistent basis. So I feel like, you know, here, you know, it's guys around, you know, interchangeable, you know, we can complement each other. And that way, you know, the best can come out of everyone.
Hollywood, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.